Hello and welcome to Coffee and the Cosmos with Sagima Bay, and I'm your host, Craig Wells, and we're having a great day today. I want to encourage you. I know God gave me this podcast especially for you, and I believe for someone you know. So after you listen to this, would you consider sharing it with a friend or a neighbor or even a non-acquaintance? Because this is a message for you and them. And it wouldn't leave me alone on what I was supposed to speak today. And I knew it's for you. And you know it's for you. You can feel it in the Spirit of God. And the angelic canopy that's over me and you right now. Arcing us together in the Holy Spirit. Arcing us together under the governance of Yahweh. In the covering of the blood covenant of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ. So let me go ahead right into it just for you. I've said this a few times in some of my podcasts, and I'd like for you to just, if you could, you know, of course, if you're driving, you won't be able to do this, or if you're working machinery or whatever, but if you're somewhere you can be a little solitude, close your eyes and just think about if we're just sitting on the porch, we got some music in the background, there's got a nice, cool, brisk wind, but it's not cold, it's not hot, there's just plants and trees around, smells so good. It's so relaxing. You got your favorite Java, or some people don't drink coffee, whatever your favorite drink is, whether hot or cold. I'm drinking me a nice cup of hot coffee. I love coffee. And just for this moment, I want you to concentrate on what Yahweh is about to say. It may even seem simple compared to some of the deep things I've spoken over the last 4+ years of these podcasts. But it's so important because it's directed at you. So Holy Spirit, begin to deal with me, begin to talk to me about something so simple. And he said, don't quit. Now, don't just shut me down and blow me off because it sounds like two simple words. I want you to think about the opposition of life for a moment. And I want you to think about what you are going through, or what you've been through, or where you're going. Now, if you live on this planet, it's a great life. But even in the greatness of the life, it does have its trials and testings. You can read through the word, through every great man, every great woman. You can know friends or yourself in life. Sometimes there's so many oppositions. Sometimes it feels like it's not even a conducive environment for you to succeed or become what God has called you to become. Like, it may not even be a conducive environment for the promises that are in your heart that you know God has spoken to you to materialize. You ever felt like that? Or maybe you have some form of great success and you're working your brains out and you're giving up yourself and you're doing all these right things, but it's not quite hitting the mark where you would like it to. Or it doesn't come without a great price. Sacrifice in family, sacrifice in health, sacrifice in wealth, sacrifice in time, whatever the sacrifice. You don't get greatness without multitude sacrifices. Sometimes in life, you can get so bombarded about circumstances and situations around you that, like we used to say in the olden days, I can't see the forest because of the trees. Because it's so thick around you that sometimes even the clear direction of the simple things is not manifesting. And it's trying to rob your peace, or at least taunt your peace or disrupt your peace. Or maybe make you feel complacent, even though you may be in the right road and you're on the right journey. You love the Lord. You're reading your word. You engage in the heavens. You're doing all the right things. But still, there's something, if you go into your conscious or subconscious, there's still that something thing missing. And why didn't this work out like this? Or I wish I had this thing in my life. I wish I could accomplish this. oh, Father, will I ever get to accomplish this? What in the world or this pathway? How could this pathway get me to my destiny? You ever been there, ever thought like that? Then this is for you. Even if you're in a smooth sailing right now, this is for you, because lo and behold, life in its non-conducive environment to you being a king and a priest will show up sooner or later with its opposition. And I'm not prophesying gloom and doom, or that's just life. That's just the things that happen. I live an incredible life. I have a great God, a great wife, a great children, great ministry. I can go on and on with the greatness. But like I was sharing, but just so happened, I live, my neighbor's a pastor, and he travels more now. He gave his church to his son. He's older than me, a much bigger church, and he travels a lot. And so we were out just bantering about the Lord and how to be a, you know, pastor and pastor experiences. And even with all his greatness and our honoring each other and the Lord, his brothers in the Lord and servants of the Most High, there were so many things that we could relate to of opposition and pains and hurts and disappointments and unsureties and insecurities and things that manifested through the years or happened through the years to get to the accomplished goal that you are trying to get to. But Yahweh told me, he said, you know, I went and pondered after that conversation, and he's a great man of faith, a great man of God, very successful in the ministry for over 40 years. And I said, Yahweh, you know, I heard the greatness of God come out of us. We're giving God glory for all that he's done, because Yahweh has done a lot of things. And even though you have the greatness of Yahweh in all that he's done, that doesn't mean that you won't go through something. You might even be going through something right now. Maybe you have to make a challenging decision to move on without someone. That's a big one. Maybe you have to make a challenging decision to change careers or change jobs. Or maybe you have to make a challenging decision to move away. Or maybe you have to make a challenging decision to let go of something that you really need to let go in your life, and it seems impossible to let it go. Maybe there's some decisions that you got to move forward on that may cost you mind, time, money, peace, joy, all the things that you have to put in to get some type of success. I wish I could wave my spiritual magical wand, which I don't have, and say, hey, it's all going to be okay. But y'all know me, I'm an open book. It will be okay, but there will be a process to that day of okay. And sometimes in the way to the day of okay, you won't feel okay, but it's okay that you don't feel okay. Why? Because ultimately your spirit being is intact with the God of creation, your Father. And all things work out for the good of those that love the Lord and called according to his purpose, even if we don't feel okay along the way, or it doesn't look like it's okay. Because that's how faithful our God is. Even when our flesh fails us, our heart fails us, our thought life fails us, our mind fails us, our friends fail us, our spouse fails us, our children failed us, our ministry failed us, everything around you may fail you sooner or later in time. You might even fail yourself. But don't quit. You say, well, you know, if we failed or if we changed course or if we gave something up, didn't we quit on those things? Don't quitting has nothing to do with the activity and the motion that you might be making. Don't quit is a heart condition to be fully in the presence of Elohim. Fully engaged with Yahweh wherever he's taken you. Through the heavenly highs of the heavenly hosts, through the pit of life that can beat you up. Don't quit. Stand fast in him. Stand fast in your faith in him, knowing that he that begun a good work in you will complete it against that day. And that day may take a long time. Oh, we'll have many victories along the way, and sometimes failures, and sometimes so much joy you can't imagine. There's times in my life I've had so much joy and pleasure and excitement. It's way beyond I could imagine. And I've also had more pain than I could ever want to admit. But alone, there's something God put in me that said, Craig, you can't quit. I'm telling you, call out your name and say, I can't quit. I can't quit this thing on God because God's got something greater, because not only am I doing something in the natural realm, I'm building eternal treasures. Not only am I building eternal treasures, I'm building eternal construct of heaven that I will dwell and fully function in the heavenly realm in this life and the life to come. See, it's greater than the minimal value of what you see at face value. It's in the depths of heaven. It's the things that you're causing that many, 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 many years from now will affect people that you don't even know, because you didn't quit. You were faithful. You believed when there was no reason to believe. The Bible talks about the elders that they did not receive the prize, but they were accounted because of their faith, meaning they didn't quit. They believed the word of the Lord until the end, even though the word of the Lord never came to pass in their life. Don't quit. Don't quit believing. Don't quit pedaling. Don't quit moving. Like the old, Nemo movie? Keep swimming, just keep swimming. Dory would be like, just keep swimming, just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. Well, where's God in all this? I'm going to tell you, he's right there inside of you, allowing your life and circumstances to work out its perfect work in your life, even if it's unpleasant at the moment. And I'll be honest with you, as many victories I've had in my life, and I've had many, I found out most of the work of God was done when I was in the valley going through the trial, going through the testing, going through the wanting, going through the needing, going through the pain, going through the fire. But it's not till you get on the other side that you have those moments of joy, have those moments of delight. Once you pass through victory's door, something God will require of you will cost you everything. Some things won't cost you nothing. It will be instant bonanza. Woohoo! We won. Oh God, look at this glorious time in our life. And I love those times. But they're not more important than the times that, what in the heck is going on in life? They're both equally important in your life and in your spiritual growth. If it wasn't, I wouldn't be having this podcast specially made for you to tell you, don't quit. Don't give up. Don't give in. Believe God beyond anything you could ever do in your life. Have faith in God and move forward and don't quit. Even if it's baby steps, move forward. Move forward in the name of Yeshua. Command this day that I will move forward. I command my body to be made whole this day, from the top of its head to the soles of its feet. I command my mind to be whole this day, in my mind, my soul, and my consciousness, my subconsciousness, my unconsciousness, to be made whole and washed in the blood of Yeshua, Jesus, my King, and be made whole. I command my spirit man to arise and to fully comprehend the awakening of the born-again experience of who I am in Christ Yeshua, seated in Christ Yeshua as a Son of God in the earth. Don't quit. I command that which I have need of to come to me both day and night. I command the heavens to begin to line up with the will and the word of the Lord inside of me. I command my thought pattern to begin to line up with what Yahweh says about me, not what life is saying about me, not what my failures are saying about me, not about my trials are saying about me, not about what my pressures are saying about me, but what God is saying about me and has said about me before I ever come to the earth. That's what you must come to agreement with, because you are an eternal spiritual being living out a natural experience. Stop being a natural being trying to attain a spiritual experience. You are spirit. You came out of God. You didn't come out of your mom and dad. That's your host body. You came out of God. Trust me, leave that host body, and that body's going to go to the ground and decay. But because you're in it, the spirit being of who you are, which came out of the heavens through the blood covenant of Yeshua, you are who you are. We command that eternal purpose to manifest. The written word of God being inside of you, the written volume of Yahweh's word about you inside of you, greater is he that's inside of you than he that's in the world. You are more than a conqueror. Why? Because Jesus said, our precious Savior said, hey, have no fear. Hey, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And why was he saying that? Because when the Bible, it says, only if you're an overcomer in this life are you going to be able to attain the glory, obtain heaven, obtain all these things. But Jesus said, don't worry, I've overcome it. Come step into me. Come step into me. Don't quit, but move forward. Make a conscious effort to move forward, even if it's just 1% or 1% of a percent. Move forward every day, and before you know it, you'll be 100% on the other side to glory, victory of what God has for you. Once again, this is so important for you and for whoever you need to share it with. That's just in my heart. I love you so much. You are so beautiful. I'll see you tomorrow. Shalom.